You know, I say that, but it was 102 in Denver yesterday.
Wow.
Those folks probably not used to that much.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, right. Of course it is.
Sure it is.
Up there in the mountains.
And I noticed in the forecast, our winds are out of the north today, so that should make all the difference.
Oh, yeah. A little cold front coming
in. Yeah. Probably not. So, Charlie is up for re-election today. He is wearing the sash of most endangered incumbent in all the elections that are being held today. And Orrin Hatch, of course, you know, the Ornster.
Yeah.
He's in trouble, too. So.
The Ornster.
The Ornster. Charlie Rangel went into Congress in 1970. It is probably time for him to go ahead and take it to the House. Put on some more comfortable shoes.
Yeah. That's right.
He took over for Adam Clayton Powell, who had had some ethics problems. Huh. Interesting. And let's see, Charlie Rangel would be having some ethics problems. That's fine. Okay, so remember yesterday we told you that the Obama campaign wants you to forego your birthday present or your wedding present so that you can give your money to the Obama campaign, which I think would be a wonderful thing if you want to do that. Or you could give them SeaWorld tickets if you win those.
Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, or Schlitterbahn, anything. Any prize that you get, you might want to go ahead and just send it off to them. But nonetheless, so the Obama campaign now working hard to try to divert their attention from that and so many other things. Yesterday, the president attacked Mitt Romney's business record, talking about how... Governor Romney's old firm, remember, they keep trying to tie him to Bain Capital like he'd left there last week or something.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, they weren't outsourcing jobs. They were offshoring jobs. And he wants to make fun of that because they use the term offshoring instead of outsourcing. Is that the best you can do, Mr. President? I mean, is that the best you can do? And then you had, who was that guy today who's talking about putting the governor up on a high horse?
I heard that, and go back and find that real quick.
All right, I don't know who the guy is, but, you know, he better not try to be...
Lawmakers in states like Texas have held off on a serious push for similar bills, which would crack down on illegal immigration, because they're waiting to see how the high court would rule.
Uh-huh.
Charles C. Foster, who advised both President Bush and Obama on immigration, says he thinks states like Texas won't touch it now.
To the extent that Governor Perry gets on his high horse and wants some Arizona-like bills, I think he's going to be harder for anyone to justify spending any time on those.
Well, okay.
There you are.
I guess Charlie's got a job someplace that's not in higher education in Texas.
Yeah, he's not pulling a state paycheck.
No,
how about that?
He's not doing that at all.
Or the word tenure is associated with
probably
it.
Probably not. So, but anyway, up on the high horse. So, yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag that came out of the Supreme Court yesterday. And, everybody can find something to be happy about, I suppose.
Still hadn't ruled on that Obamacare, right?
No, and we'll talk about that in a second. You know, what's really interesting is, I mean, the old show me the papers provision, if you will, of the bill in Arizona is really not going to be applied now. I mean, the federal government is not going to enforce this law, which I find a little bit arrogant. I mean... Isn't this called selective enforcement? You start doing that, you're kind of in trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Nonetheless, they're telling them, sure, go ahead. I mean, if you want to detain these people, but if you're going to want them arrested by a federal agent, you may be standing on the side of the road for a while. We may have other stuff we need to be doing rather than go and actually enforce that portion of the law. So we'll see. And then, Thursday they're going to probably rule on the health care bill, which is interesting because that'll be the same day that the House is scheduled to vote on the resolution to find Eric Holder in contempt of Congress.
Well, they're going to have a big day.
Kind of interesting.
They'll have to have a catered lunch.
Yeah. There were a couple of other things that they did rule on yesterday that at least should be mentioned. They struck down Montana's campaign finance law that was written in direct opposition to the Citizen United ruling. You know, that's the one that allowed so much money to be poured into political races. Montana tried to write a law that was that ran against that, and the Supreme Court struck it down. They didn't do anything else. They just said they're not going to hear it because, you know, that's the same Supreme Court that passed the Citizens United ruling, so why would they look at it again? So that's been struck down. And then some teenage murderers may eventually gain their freedom as a divided Supreme Court struck down mandatory life sentence without parole for juveniles convicted of murders younger than 18. So a couple of other things that they did talk about yesterday.
I wonder, and I'm sure we could find find the particulars of that, but I wonder if that applies to anyone under the age of 18 or someone under the age of 18 who is tried as a juvenile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because most of the time your juvenile rules do not allow for such things.
Right.
They do not allow for such strict penalties. But, you know, is this someone, anyone under the age of 18 who is tried as an adult, can they no longer be sentenced to life in prison without parole?
Life in prison for that, yeah. And the Chicago Sun-Times reporting that Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is exhausted.
He's J-cubed to his friends.
Oh, J-cubed, okay.
He's exhausted?
Yeah, J-cubed is, according to a friend, also fighting to save his marriage.
Huh.
I'm sure that can be exhausting.
It probably can, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he has...
we're all exhausted,
He's been
Jesse.
On a previously undisclosed medical leave of absence for the last 2 weeks.
Come on, man. Cowboy up. We're all tired.
Right. Everybody's tired.
But we're not exhausted, you see? And we're not, you know, we're not... You ever notice that rich people suffer from exhaustion?
We just get tired.
Yeah, other people out there working for a living, you know, breaking up dirt today with a pickaxe.
That's right.
They can't afford to be exhausted.
No, Hollywood stars, you know, they suffer from exhaustion.
Yeah. They're in their hotel rooms passed out from exhaustion, of course.
Locally owned and operated.